On this episode, I'm going to flip the mirror around so you can see that you're shooting yourself in the foot. You're actually preventing yourself. You are the one in the way, stopping yourself from growing and hitting the goals. By doing these certain things, you're shooting yourself in the foot. So let's stop that, shall we?
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 214 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, an agent in Salt Lake City, Utah. And today is one of those days that I've been busy as shit, but I'm just on fire. Like, I'm so excited. There's so many new things happening. There's so many, there's things that I'm building and working on that are so exciting that you guys will be excited about because you can participate in it. There's upside for you personally, for those who do decide to join, and it's going to be awesome. Something that I've never really unveiled before and something that I'm still learning about. More on that soon, but damn, there's cool shit happening. And earlier today, we had our weekly Massive Agent Society coaching call. It was incredible. Like, the energy from the group, we just unveiled something called Champions Club, whereby doing these 8 certain actions every single day, 7 days a week, they can hit Champions Club, and then they get recognized every week when they hit that, and they're fired up. And they're so fired up because they're so competitive and they see how getting out of their comfort zone will help them to grow and to hit their goals. I'm fired up. Like, being the head coach within this group is helping me grow. Like, it's unbelievable. So when the society opens, pay attention. You're going to want to join the next time when we open it for registration again, probably within the next month. Okay, let's jump into it, guys. So because I've been coaching agents for years, I talk to a lot of agents on a daily basis, and you know, I see this all the time, especially because I am one of those people. I'm a marketer. I want to do everything. I want to do all the things, the podcast, the YouTube channel, blog, do reels, do TikTok, even Twitter, heaven forbid, because Twitter is the cesspool of the internet. It really is. It really is. But nonetheless, it's a social network and people see it. People find you. It's interesting. But I want to do all that stuff. And so when we talk about all these different ideas on this show, it's very, very easy, if you're not guarding against this, to get distracted and want to do everything and change course here. And then 3 weeks later, you're like, ooh, that's a good idea. Let's change course again. Ooh, that's a good idea. Let's do a YouTube channel now. When that wasn't really in your plan or your strategy to start the year or at all, but you're like, that sounds good because that person had success. I'm going to go do that. I understand why you do that. I really understand intimately because that was me. That was me for a good 5, 6, 7 years of my career. I was constantly changing direction, constantly doing new shit. And I still, to this day, have to battle starting new projects and just adding more on and then changing direction and changing this and doing that because I'm an ideas person. I'm a visionary. Like, I want to do all the stuff. I have ideas for me are not the problem. Far from. So I get it. But I see so many agents that start down the path and they're like, okay, and they start out doing it right. Okay. You figure out what your strengths and your weaknesses are. You figure out what you want your life to look like, what you want your business to look like, what kind of clients you want to have, how you want the income to happen. Like, all of this stuff. Once you define that, that's right. That's the first step. That's the foundation. And then they start going down a path. Maybe they're going to start doing short form video for Reels and TikTok, and they're going to hit up their sphere of influence with, you know, whatever, a million different ways to do that, which we're not going to go into, to minimize the desire to go in a million different directions. But then they start going down that path, and, you know, maybe 2, 3 months later, they have a little bit of success, maybe a little, it's working a little bit. They're like, okay, I'm showing signs that I'm on the right path. And then they hear that this person only has 200 YouTube subscribers, but they close 5 deals a month from their YouTube channel, which one of our agents on our team in Oregon, that's what he's doing. He's closing, you know, a few, I think 3 to 5 deals per month from YouTube. And he only has a couple hundred subscribers. It's incredible. And so when you hear something like that, you're like, oh my God, well, he's doing it so well, which he is. Why don't I just do that? And I understand that. Some of you may want to go in that direction. If video is a major part of your strategy and you're already creating content, maybe you just need to put it in a new place and package it a certain way like YouTube. Maybe that is what you need. But so many of you, when you're adding on, or you're like, okay, let's change this now. Now I'm going to do YouTube where I wasn't really doing video before. I was doing sphere of influence and door knocking or whatever. Now I'm going to do this. And you completely kill any momentum that you were building up to with your previous path. Okay? You're literally shooting yourself in the foot at that point. So many of you guys are not seeing your strategy through long enough to even judge if it's working or not. I told you that when I started blogging, okay, the very first time I started content marketing at all, I wasn't even doing videos aside from the occasional Snapchats when they were only 10 seconds at the time. And I was writing articles, I was sharing them on social and learning how to improve the SEO to be found organically through Google. And as I'm doing that, I want to do all these other things, right? I want to do all these other things, but I'm like, I don't know how to do those things. I've got to stick with it because I'm told, my mentors are telling me, you just have to do it long enough to win. At the time, I hated that advice. I thought that advice was bullshit. I hated it because I didn't want to keep doing it. I wanted to do something else because a couple months in, it wasn't working yet. Well, I'm lucky that about 3 months in, I had somebody find my website. I had taken a Snapchat, put it up on YouTube actually, and somehow they found it. Don't ask me how, because I did everything wrong, but they found it and they called me. And they're like, hey, we want you to help us buy our house. And then it was a few months later after that I started to get more clients coming in. I got early validation. There's a lot of agents out there that it takes 6 months, 9 months. Sometimes it's less, but it takes more than 2 months to really even have the information or the data to gauge or judge whether or not your strategy is working or if you're even doing it right. You have to keep going so that you've got to get to the point where you have enough data. 2 months in to a certain strategy is not enough data. It's just not. And that 2 or 3 month mark is where so many of you guys will quit or pivot to something else. And you may have been building some crazy momentum and it was about to pop, but you were like, oh, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to go do a YouTube channel. I'm going to start dancing on TikTok. I'm going to, you know, okay. Usually when you give up out of frustration because you think something isn't working and you go to something, here's where you know you're pivoting for the wrong reasons. You haven't been doing something long enough. You're just frustrated that it's not going as fast as you thought it would be. It's only been a short period of time, short meaning 2, 3, 4, or 5 months. And you're like, okay, I'm going to go do this instead because I bet I could see quick results there instead. That, if that's what's going on in your head, it's the wrong move. 9 out of 10 times, that's the wrong move. If you do something for 9 months, 12 months, you have enough data, you have feedback, you're like, this just isn't working. Or maybe you just need to adjust it slightly. Your YouTube videos, the topics aren't right. You know, I see this all the time with people who choose YouTube. They're doing content that doesn't work on YouTube. They're doing content that would work on social media, like local content, you know, digital mayor type stuff, best restaurants, best coffee shops, best parks and playgrounds, that stuff. People don't go to YouTube to find the best restaurants in town. Maybe a couple of them do, but they go to Google and to Yelp. And when they see that stuff on social media, it gets their attention and they share it with their friends. It's not searched for on YouTube. YouTube is a search engine. So if you're putting the wrong type of content on YouTube that people are not searching for, no wonder you're not getting any traction. But once you flip it and start providing, you know, living in type content, like the cost of living in your town, five best neighborhoods in your town, what it's like to live in, moving to, those type of videos that are tried and true across the board in all markets. You start to do those, which those topics are being searched for, and pretty soon you start to get traction. Interesting. So sometimes you need to pivot within the same strategy rather than pivoting to a completely different strategy. But we don't want to do that, do we? We have this microwave mentality. I'm talking about myself too. I don't think you guys realize. I'm a disciplined son of a bitch these days, but I'm nowhere near where I should be. I'm still a human and I still want to do all the things and I get excited. I'm an entrepreneur. I like new ideas. I get excited about them. I mentally start to like think about, okay, next step. And then what's the step after that? And how do we build it? And how do we do this? And pretty soon I'm like, oh, I just created a whole new full-time job for myself in my head. Let's not do that. So I completely understand the urge, but you have to be disciplined enough to stop or recognize rather that you're about to completely fuck yourself over by changing direction and quitting before the momentum kicks in. Before the momentum, you know, had I been super prepared today, which I'm not, had I been, I would be telling you the story of bamboo. Some of you guys have probably heard this, but bamboo, it barely is growing. Like you can't even notice that it's growing at all. It grows like you, for the first few weeks or the first few months, you can't even notice it. And then pretty soon, like within, I think it's within a week, it just shoots up like 20, 30, 40 feet in the air because it was growing the foundation. You know, the roots were growing, it was getting ready, and then boom, it pops. Well, that's how some of this stuff works with marketing. The newsletters that you send to your sphere of influence through the mail or email, or maybe it's social media, maybe it's TikTok, maybe it's Reels, maybe you're blogging, YouTube, whatever. Insert strategy here. Okay. To be totally honest, completely lost my train of thought. But if you look at the strategy that you are implementing, hopefully you chose that strategy for a reason. Okay, hopefully you're not just thinking, oh, let's do this today, or let's start a podcast because I want to speak to local people. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about five episodes from now, but I'll do it. That's willy-nilly. Okay. That's not the most thoughtful way to go about picking a direction to go in marketing wise. All right. So start with your strengths and your weaknesses. What are you good at? What are you not good at? You know, if you shudder at the thought of video, don't start with a YouTube strategy or a Facebook Live strategy. Work up to it. Start with stories so that you can practice being in front of the camera, right? But look, if you're pivoting after just, I know I was talking about the bamboo story. There we go. I'll get back to it. If you didn't know that it was about to pop, it's very easy to just be like, oh, this, we planted this seed. It's not working. Okay. And I've done this before. So many of you guys do this. You start something, you're good at it. It's growing. You are getting some feedback, but you haven't gotten the business results that you wanted in a short period of time. And so you assume incorrectly, oh, it's not working. Well, up until that point, maybe it hasn't worked with the metrics you're giving it. If you're thinking, how many closings have I had in 2 or 3 months? That's a pretty shitty metric to be using so fast. How about 9 months later, then you say, okay, have I closed any deals? If so, how much? How much money and time have I put into this thing? Does it make sense? Are people hiring me? Am I reaching the right people? All that stuff. But not two or three months in. My good friend and one of the best real estate coaches in the industry by far, Neil Mathweg from the Agent Rise podcast, he talks a lot about the switch cost. Okay, there's a switch cost. Every time you switch and do something else, there's a cost to that. Not just like a literal actual cost, but the missed opportunity. So if you were doing YouTube videos, or if you were blogging or running Facebook ads, and 2 months in or 3 months in, you're getting some traction, you know, costs are coming down, you know, you're reaching more people, your pipeline is, I'll use Facebook ads, your pipeline is getting filled, more people every single day are being added to drip campaigns, are being contacted through your texts and your bomb bombs and your videos, and you're building up the numbers. See, with Facebook ads, it's a freaking numbers game. With all this stuff, it's a numbers game. You've got to reach enough people before you can convert a certain percentage of them into business. Most of you quit before you've built up those numbers, right? So if you quit, if after 2 or 3 months, you're like, oh, I'm only been getting 150 leads a month, but I haven't closed anybody. Somebody told me that I should be closing 1% to 2% of Facebook leads, and it just hasn't happened, so this isn't working. Well, if you switch, that switch cost is dramatic. Now, it's hard to calculate because you'll never know had you kept going, had you kept, you know, improving your ads and bringing the cost down and giving your drip campaigns and your follow-up enough time to reach people, to follow up with your leads enough, like 10, 11, 12 times before the average person even freaking responds, then you're shooting yourself in the foot. All that potential growth, all those clients that you would have had, all the clients you would have converted into closings now aren't happening. That's it. That's a cost. Plus there's the cost of everything you've spent, all the time you've wasted doing that. And now you're going to go over here and you have to start from scratch. And the cost of starting from scratch is significant. Now you have to start the whole learning curve over again. You have to start from the beginning and try to build momentum again. So my call to action is this. My challenge to you is this, guys. If you're at a place where you're frustrated that what you're doing is not working, you need to really take a step back and figure out, is it really not working? Or are you maybe not doing something correctly? Could you adjust what you're doing? Maybe the topic of your content is wrong. It's the wrong topics for the audience. Or maybe your follow-up is broken. Maybe there's something in there that just isn't clicking. But you might need other people to look at what you've built and say, you know what, here's where it's broken. Here's the vulnerability. Here's the weakness. And you also need to be honest with yourself and really, really think about, have you been doing it long enough to even have enough data to judge? If you've only been doing something for 2 or 3 months, not enough data to decide if it's working or not. Yes, I know. I know you hear about some people that have fast results. But you don't hear about the people who are not having fast results, don't post it all over. Hey guys, guess what? I'm 4 months into doing this and it still hasn't converted yet, but I'm super optimistic. You don't see those posts. You only see, hey, I just tried this and I launched this thing and it's working and I've closed 62 houses and I just bought some new Air Jordans and a freaking Lamborghini. That's the shit you see on Instagram. But those situations are few and far between and they may or may not even be accurate. They may or may not have the full context. You may be missing a vital piece of what was happening behind the scenes before they did that. All the learning, all the trial and error that went into implementing what they said they did so fast. You don't know. So I challenge you to do this. Take a step back. Really analyze. Have you been doing it long enough to have enough data? 2 or 3 months, not long enough. If you're into 6, 7, 8, 9 months, that's where you got to figure out, okay, you've been doing it long enough. Are you doing it right? Could you do it better? How could you do it better? And here's the thing. With whatever strategy you're doing, there's other people who are fucking crushing it with that strategy. I guarantee it. So it's not that the strategy doesn't work. It's your implementation of it isn't working as well as you thought it would. So how do you fix that? Go look at those who are crushing it with the same strategy and see what they're doing. Copy what they're doing. What are they doing that you are not? How are they doing things differently that you could implement into your own strategy to have it work better and work faster? Before you pivot, I think I said pivot, thanks to my freaking Invisalign. Thank you very little. You know, the first week with this Invisalign was rough, like really rough, painful, awkward. Now it's totally fine, but I lisp sometimes, which is just great when you're a podcast host. It's awesome. You guys watching on YouTube are probably like, man, you look like a dope. Anyhow, usually you have the right strategy, but you lack the patience to see it through. Okay. pivoting within the same strategy, making adjustments of your strategy is most likely the right solution, is most likely what you need to be doing, not finding something completely different to do. If you are at the point where you're like, oh, I've got to just do something new, I've got to do this new thing that I just heard about because that guy's having so much success. Okay. Can you do it in addition to what you're currently doing without sabotaging what you're currently doing? For a lot of you guys, the answer is no. For some of you that have a budget and can hire and have, you know, some staff and an assistant that can help with some of the tedious bullshit, maybe you can start on another strategy and be consistent with both. But be honest with yourself, because the man that chases two rabbits catches none. If you're trying to chase two different strategies because you're frustrated with this one, you think that one will work fast, you're trying to do both, neither one's going to work. Okay? Focus like a freaking laser beam. Be patient and really figure out, have you given it enough time? Have you given it enough time? And ask somebody that you trust, friend, family member, coworker, your broker, maybe not your broker. A lot of brokers don't know their ass from their elbow when it comes to marketing, but give them specific questions about certain things and they can answer yes or no, or that I don't like that. Or don't ask them strategy questions when it comes to marketing. They usually don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're brokers. That's what they do. Okay. So guys, to wrap this thing up, give it enough time. Give it enough time. I've worked with enough agents. I've coached enough agents. I've seen more than enough to know in my 11 years as an agent, literally every single strategy you could possibly think of works. Everyone works. But are you going to do the right things, and are you going to implement it the right way? And are you the right person to implement that certain strategy the right way to get it to work? The strategies all work. So it's not a question of this doesn't work. It's, are you doing the right things to make it work? And only then, if you've answered those questions and you're like, this is just not right for me, it's not working, it's been way too long, this doesn't work for me, then quit and do something else. But you've got to see things through and give it enough time. You don't want to be the guy in that meme of the two people mining for diamonds or gold, and they're both, you know, chopping rock this way, and one of them gives up. Little do they know, because you can see they were about 1 foot or 2 feet away from gold or diamonds. They were 2 feet away, 2 feet from gold. And they quit and gave up because all they saw was, oh my God, I've got to just, there's more. There's nothing here. And they quit 2 feet from gold. If you just keep going, if the gold's there, you'll hit it. It's a tough one, guys. This is not an easy thing. There's no right or wrong way. A lot of this is a gut check. A lot of this is self-awareness and being honest with yourself and getting honest criticism, inviting open, honest, constructive criticism from others. And sometimes that's unnatural or a little hard to hear. You know, it's makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable. But anytime you're pushing up against the limits of your comfort, growth is happening. Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. I wish you all the best. I wish you all the best. Look, as somebody that wants to do all the different marketing tactics, I completely understand the desire to do it. It doesn't mean you should, because you could be completely shooting yourself in the foot and killing any momentum that you had built up that was about to explode. Don't quit 2 feet from gold. All right. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you guys. Make sure you go check out Follow Up Boss. They are the sponsor of this podcast, a great partner. For those of you guys who are building and you need systems, you need a platform to help you manage your leads, follow up with your leads, track your transactions, have the systems in place to scale your real estate business, and you're not using Follow Up Boss, I'm telling you, you're making a big mistake. This is one of those things where maybe you should completely quit with that cheap CRM you have and go with the best, which is not even expensive. Okay. But don't take my word for it. Don't take Follow Up Boss's word for it. just go get a 30-day free trial of Follow Up Boss. Completely free, no credit card required. They just want you to try it out. All you need to do is use this link because we're the only audience that gets this. It's for Massive Agent listeners only, massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss, 30-day free trial. I promise you, it's the best CRM, the best business scaling platform you could possibly imagine as an agent. Go test it out to see what I'm talking about and see for yourself. Appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate the reviews that have come in on Spotify. That's awesome. Spotify is now doing reviews for podcasts. So if you guys are listening on Spotify, please, if you would, take a few seconds, leave a review for us. If you find value in the show, leave us a 5-star and then share this. Help us spread the word. Help us reach other agents that don't know about this show yet. If you think this is a good show, if this has helped you, share it with others. Share it with other agents. Okay. We live in a world of massive abundance. By sharing and helping other agents get access to something that's helped you, it's not taking away anything from you. It's adding to them, which adds to you. So appreciate you all. Appreciate you all. I'll be back next week with another episode. Should be another interview. We have a series of interviews set up over the next few weeks with some pretty big, like ridiculously big producers and influencers within the industry. Going to be good. Thank you guys. Take care.